Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Bible from Genesis to Revelation, preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom. Shalom, brother.
Hey, shalom. Okay, we on? Hey, shalom, Sister Mary. Shalom, Nakomi.
Shalom, brother Nakomi.
Shalom, Sister Mary.
They might be having difficulties on their area. Well, not area, but their size.
Can anybody hear me?
Okay, hold on.
I can hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
Can anyone hear me?
Yes, they can hear me now. Okay.
Oh, okay. Grace and peace. Sorry.
Shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Grace and peace. Grace and peace, everyone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Hey, shalom, shalom. Well, let's get started. I want to say grace and peace to everyone that's listening. You're listening to the Sounds of Living Water radio show, Thursday night edition, with the Spirit of Meekness Bible study class out of Peoria, Illinois. And this corner over here with your brother Isaiah Brown. Bringing that gospel from the Midwest. And tonight's precept is, I have magnified my word and called my name.
Amen.
Glory. Let's make that clear. Glory. I magnified the word above all my name.
Amen.
And it sounds like a doozy. I'm going to tell you, man, you know, it's a reason why he magnified his word above all the names that he has out here. Why? Because his name is I Am. People don't understand that. I Am. Look around you. I Am. Everything you thinking, I'm it. I'm the beginning and the end of it. I Am.
Man.
You know, we got all these different dialects out here. We got every dialect from one nation to the next, and all of them got these different accents and how they pronounce the name of God and His work. And His work is His word, and all of them got a way to approach Him. But He said, "All my name." So this is that thing, man. It's a great, great thing to know that God is real. Do have a name in heaven that he's going to make sure everybody's going to be on one page just like they was in the beginning. We're getting back to that. I'm thanking God for bringing this in. Can't wait to hear the precept. So with that being said, we're going to turn this over to Brother Isaiah Brown of the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study Class. Hallelujah, brother. Bring that book.
Amen, amen, amen. Grace and peace, family, my brothers and sisters. This is Brother Isaiah, and thank you so much, Brother Joe, for, as always, your awesome introductions. You know, get me all pumped up. My eyes are a little low. None of y'all high and bucked out. We got ourselves a, what's the new age word for it? A hype man. You the hype man. Yeah. You want to get everything started. And, you know, it's a blessing, too, because, you know, it's a blessing. I finally got a vacation, so I got 5 days off, you know, and definitely get this phase. Oh, yeah. You know, man, it finally came. It came fast, you know. Oh, yeah. You know, so I got a lot of artwork, you know. I got a lot of artwork to do. So, you know, it's a blessing. You know, to go ahead and get that out because I got to, you know, the Lord allowed me to help people out in illustrating for comic books and stuff. So I got to finish off Evo Toys and help this sister that do poetry. You know, so I'm doing 2 comic books with them 2, and the time has been so hard. You know, because, you know when you're taking care of the Father's business and doing things for the purpose of the kingdom, you know, sometimes it's hard to find to get the work done in a day. It's impossible to get that done in a day. That chance to bounce back on it, you know, and to finish up the work is a beautiful thing. And I thank the Father, he allowed me to get this time off to do it. And I've been paid, you know, paid PTO time. You know what I'm saying? 5 days off on PTO. So, yes, I will be able to read this Sabbath if possible. You know, and if we need to read it for Sunday, I will be available to read. You know, so that's a blessing as well. But tonight's lesson is, amen. But tonight's precept is called, I have magnified my word above all thy names. You know, Brother Job just gave you, the full depth of the lesson. You know, and but how I'm bringing it tonight is to show how important the word is. You know, and why, and, you know, and learn and understand why a lot of things we're doing is in vain. Because, you know, if the Lord said, I magnify my word above all my names, you know, it's the word of God is above all. You know, and you shouldn't be spending all your time on trying to separate or to cause strife and debate of a name. Because when the Lord come back, he come back with a new name anyway. You know, and we're going to find out why his word is more important. We're going to figure out who your real brothers is. We're going to also find out who's your real sisters. We're going to find out how powerful this word is and what the Lord expects out of us. Key is, and the main thing we want to get done tonight is to understand why is his name magnified, or why is his word magnified above all his names. So do I have a read? So Brother Nicole, can you read for me tonight?
Yes.
Okay, amen. All praises. All right, my name is Brother Isaiah, and my reader tonight is Brother Nakomi, and we're going to get into this book. As usual, on every Thursday, I'm going to start us out in the Lord's Prayer, and then Brother Nakomi will read whatever the Father put on his heart. So I'm going to ask all the sisters to please cover their head, and all the brothers to please uncover their head, face the east towards Jerusalem, and I'm going to pray us in. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. In Jesus' righteous holy name we pray. Amen.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them fear him. I have read Psalms chapter 34, verses 1 through 9. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And before we get started, I really want to say something. I want to apologize to Brother Job and Sister Rhea for never, ever saying, y'all do a damn good job with the precept titles, with those pictures. I just want to say that. Y'all do an amazing job on that. And how amazing that is, that might be looking like a talent. Because not a lot of people that can pull stuff off like that. You know, I was looking at the one today. I'm like, man, shoot, that look almost, I mean, how y'all did it is almost as well, it's just as good as me doing my stuff on my art tablet. So y'all do an amazing job. Y'all give a clap for that, man. Y'all do an amazing job with the
picture. I gotta say amen, man. But that's the sister way. She be knocking those down like that, man. She, you know, every now and again I come up with one or two, but that's basically she find the pictures for the precepts. She listen at the script and find something for that, man. So, hey, man, all praises to the Most High God for giving her a spirit to find that out.
My mouth dropped because the Lord brought to my attention, man. That looked like a talent. You know, so, you know, I don't know if I ever told you, guys this. That's why I kind of bounced back a little bit with drawing pictures is because, you know, just to give somebody else that chance of room to do something for the blog talk show as well. Amazing job. You know, that is, I don't know, do you guys use Photoshop or anything like that?
Yep.
Yeah, we do a little bit of everything, yep.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of Photoshop,
that is,
a little bit of, yeah, a little meme, all kind of stuff, man. We kind of put a whole lot of little bit of something together and come up with what you see.
Well, I'm telling you, every last one is completely different. So by looking and seeing that it's completely different, it shows the time and effort you guys put into your project. And the time y'all put in for the Lord just to do something like that. You know, because remember, in the book of Matthew chapter 25, the book said, I gave you charge over few, but I'm gonna give you I'm gonna give you ruler over matter of fact, let me just go there for a second, because I'm chopping it all up. And then we're gonna get into lesson with this after this. This right here is Matthew 25. And then at the bottom of Matthew 25, it said this right here. It says, his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. So, hey, it might seem like it's something small and simple to other people, but if it's for the purpose for the Most High God, it is a beautiful thing to see y'all take care of that. And, you know, I just want to let you know, Sister Rhea, you know, big ups on that. And it's a blessing that y'all go hard on those pictures. You know, that stuff looks like one of the movies that's coming out, one of the Transformer movies. So I just want to tell you, Sister Red, thank you so much for taking the time out to help us brothers out. I really appreciate it.
Amen. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. Thank the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Brother Isaiah. Really appreciate that. More than you
thank
know.
You, Sister. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank mm-hmm. the Father forever.
Amen.
Well, we just got to, now it's time to tear these scriptures to shreds, pure razor blades and lemon juice. Tonight we're going to get an amazing understanding on magnify and why the Lord said that he has magnified his word above all thy names. So it just shows you what his word is. What's his word? Keep the commandments. Do just. Love. Plead for the widow. Do all those wonderful things. Help the poor people out. Be a light unto the Gentiles. Let your light always shine upon you. A whole bunch of things that are far more greater important than the things we talk about and bash about every single day. So what we're going to do is find out the word magnified. What does the word magnify mean? The word magnify is in the verb, and it means enlarge, boost, enhance, maximize, increase, augment, extend, expand, amplify, intensify. But the one I like the most is maximize, because maximize is just a, it seemed like a more cooler word or a more powerful word. But to be honest, the Lord has maximized his word above all his names. So let's look at something that David said about this matter. So let us all go into the book of Psalms chapter 138 and pick it up at verse 1. We're in the book of Psalms chapter 138, verse 1. And we're going to read verses 1 and 2. The book of Psalms chapter 138, verses 1 and 2. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read. You're muted, Nicobe.
Psalms 138 and 1.
Go ahead.
I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name.
Plain and simple. You know, we just go start it out with a high banger. Hey, the Lord our God, the God that's sitting in the third heaven, who's rich in mercy, plenteous in mercy, power of all, the greatest of all wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, the captain of our salvation, has maximized his word above all his names. All of them. Even the name we call on. Let's check it out. Let's go to the book of Malachi chapter 1. It's because the book said he has magnified his words over all his names. Let's find out the name we use. And let's check this thing out to understand that it's even greater than it. Malachi chapter 1. In just one verse, verse 11. It's because the reason why we're going here is to show you guys this right here. You know, this is the name that we call on. You know, this is the name, and this is what we're persuaded of. So we're going to look at the name that we're persuaded of, and then we're going to also understand what was written in the book of Psalms chapter 138. That is even greater than that. We're just going to break the whole thing down because this is how I had it set up at that point in time. So Malachi chapter 1, verse 11, when you get it, just that one verse, go ahead and read.
Malachi 1 and 11. For from the rising of the sun even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles, and in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts.
Right, because, you know, you got people that believe in Yeshua, Yah, Jehovah, Yasharala. Well, no, I'm sorry. You got Yah, you got Yeshua, you got Yah. You know, you got people that believe in those names, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not attacking nobody that do believe on that name. We understand that whatever name that you call on in that particular matter, the word of God is greater than those names. So the reason why we went here, too, is because a lot of people have issues with the name of Jesus. But guess what? If the book said that his name should be great among the Gentiles, it is urgent for us to understand what a Gentile is and who they fall up under. So let's find out who they fall up under. Let's go into the book of Genesis chapter 10. You know, just a little here and there before we get into the precept. The book of Genesis chapter 10, verses 1 through 5. When you get it, go ahead and read.
Genesis chapter 10, starting at the 1. Now these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And unto them were sons born after the flood. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, and Magog and Madi and Javan and Tabal and Meshach and Tiras and the sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz and Rapath and Togarmah and the sons of Javan, Elisha and Tarshish, Kittim and Dudanim. By these were the isles of the Gentiles divided in their lands, everyone after his tongue, after their families, in their nations.
So on your own time, it's best for you to get yourself a Hebrew dictionary or whatever glossary that you persuade in your heart or other. I'm pretty sure that you can find out. Well, excuse me. That's in my throat. On your own time, do a full-blown research out on the sons of Japheth. And the names that you see, look those words up and find out where they come up under. And after you finish doing that, you will understand that these Gentiles are simply just Europeans or what we like to call white people. So, but we read in the book of Malachi chapter 1, verse 11, it says that his name should be great among the Gentiles. We all know that the greatest name that is among the Gentiles is Jesus. So we use Jesus, but we also understand that the word of God is even above that name. He has magnified his name over Yahawashah, Yeshua, Yah, Jehovah, and even Jesus. So we need to break it down this way. Now let's go on to the book of Matthew chapter 24. We're in the book of Matthew chapter 24, and we're just going to read verse 35. Just that one verse, bro. Now, matter of fact, start at verse 34. Read 34 and 35. I'm sorry.
Matthew chapter 24, 34.
Mm-hmm.
Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away.
So whatever name that we persuaded of, hey, it said that's going to pass away, but what's going to stand? What's going to always be here? What's going to always stand still? The word of God. The word of God is going to stand still. But the book said, verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away. Right? So all the things that we take hold on is going to pass away. But what's going to stand still is the word of God. That ain't going to never pass away. Let's go to the book of Proverbs chapter 4. Now let's look at how powerful this word is, because this is going to always stand, right? So if this is going to always stand, okay, since everything is going to pass away, but the word of God is going to stand, let's check out some of this stuff that's going to stand. When you get it, go ahead and read the book of Proverbs chapter 20. I mean, excuse me, the book of Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, and we're going to read down to 27. I'll cut you off in that series.
Proverbs chapter 4, starting at 20. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh.
So the word that's magnified and that's going to stand is telling us that to attend to the words, incline our ear unto his sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. Let them not depart, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. Go ahead and read.
23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, For out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a forward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thy eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all the ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil.
So that's plain and simple. So 27 said, turn not to the right hand nor to the left. You know, just do exactly what the word of God tells us. This word that's been, this word that's going to stand still, this word that's righteous. The book is telling us is that he don't want us to turn right with this thing nor turn left. But the book is simply telling us is to remove our foot from evil. So that's what we should be doing. We shouldn't be worried about what somebody else persuaded of in their heart. We should not be worried about what name somebody is calling on. A lot of things that we do and teach is so out of whack, it's ridiculous. It's because the Lord is telling you, because the reason why I wanted to do this lesson after I was working on another one is because you hear a lot of people always, it's like they're like a time bomb. You know, they're just waiting for you to use the wrong word, the wrong name in their eyes, so they can just come and tear you down. But it is so much stuff in this Bible. It is so much stuff in this Bible to be worried about what somebody else is persuaded of in their heart. And a lot of people think that they're doing right because they think that they know his real name. But the book is just showing us, the book is just simply showing us this right here. You can know his first, middle, and last name. But if we're not doing his word, which is magnified above all, then you're doing it for nothing. So it's a little bit more in this book that we need to be doing instead of worrying about what name somebody's persuaded of, because that's the main thing. People will block you, and they will separate themselves from you and divide themselves from you because you decide to call on another name that's different than theirs. Like I was talking to this brother once, right? You know, he's a really good brother. To this day, he's a really good brother. But, you know, he just didn't really sit still with the names, you know what I'm saying, because he's doing his own shows and stuff like that. You know, he's doing a really good work. But, you know, we was talking and stuff like that. I couldn't really agree with him. But the fact is that he said that, you know, how can we take care of our business the way we need to take care of our business if we confusing people? And I was like, well, how are we confusing people? And he was like, well, one is calling on Yah, one calling on Jehovah, one calling on Jesus. You know, that's confusing. But the whole thing is that long as the message is right, they don't matter what name they're calling on. If the message is right and they're doing right, then it shouldn't matter what name they're calling on. It's because we should all understand and know that the word of God is going to stand above anything. If they're doing that word right and they're doing it the best of their ability, then why not stick with them? Why not be a brother to them? They might be a better brother than you, than the people that call on the name that you persuaded of. And let's find out why that's folly, because when we start to judge people on certain things, then you know that's not cool, and that's not what's up. But let's look at what the book say about some of these matters. Let's go on to the book of Proverbs, chapter 30, verse 5. Book of Proverbs chapter 30, and we're going to read verses 5 and 6. You get it? Go ahead and read.
Proverbs 30, starting at the 5. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him.
Uh-huh.
Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar.
Oh, so it said, and thou not... It's an add thou not unto his words. You know what I'm saying? But remember, what the book say? My mother and my brother and are those that keep the commandments and do them. So they might be persuaded on another name. But the word of God is going to stand. He might call on Yahweh Shai. But he loved God with all his heart and soul, and he loved with his neighbor as himself. He doing the work. He working on his talents. He going to that end, and he trying his best to do the best of his power to be the best servant of God. What the book say? He said not to add into this, right? If the Lord said that his mother and his brothers are those that keep the commandments and do them, then that means we're supposed to be Christ-like and walk right after him. And look at our brothers and sisters the exact same way as the Lord is our Lord. Look at them. Yeah, I call it. I use Yahweh Shah. Yeah, I use Jesus. But do you believe that the book said that fear God and keep His commandments, for that's the whole duty of man? Yeah, I believe that. Okay, cool. We can deal with each other. I can deal with you. We can work something out. Then we can work something out. Well, I believe I use Jehovah. Yeah, you use Jehovah? Yeah, I use Jehovah. Do you believe that the book said to fear God and keep his commandments, for that's the whole duty of man? Yeah, I believe that. Then we can work something out. Because his word is far greater than any name that any man His word is far greater than the name that we're persuaded of in our heart. If we're doing the work, it proves what servant we are. It proves if we are serving to God or if we're not. But that's how we should look at this thing. We should look at this thing as the book say. Because it said that it says in verse 6, add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. So now if you're saying, well, I want to deal with dude because he called another name, but his words are showing something different, then what you think is going to happen to you? Let's go to the book of Romans chapter 14. We're in the book of Romans chapter 14. And we're going to read the book of Romans chapter 14, and we're just going to read verses 10, and we're going to skip down to 13. So we'll read verses 10 through 13, 10 comma 13. The book of Romans chapter 14, verses 10, if you go skip, when you get it, go ahead and read.
Romans 14, starting at 10. But why doest thou judge thy brother? Or why doest thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
Right, so it says, but why dost thou judge thy brother? So whatever name your brother is persuaded of in his heart, then that's what he's persuaded of in his heart. The word of God and the things that's written in the pages of the book on salvation should be far greater than whatever name you call it known or what you're persuaded of. Verse 13.
13. Let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way.
That's the word of God.
I know.
That's it, bro. That's the word of God. That's the word of God. And let's sum up this matter in the book of Matthew chapter 12. The book of Matthew, chapter 12. And we're going to read verses 46 through 50.
Bro, that script was fire, man. That script was straight fire. Amen, man. Go ahead, bro.
Amen.
We back in the cut. Man.
Amen, amen. I'm glad it's coming out like this, is because it was an issue I was dealing with that I forget all about. So how the precept is set up on that particular matter. So if you hear me talk a lot about the name, it's because that's how the precept was brought forth. But it's coming out good tonight. So God is good. It just show you the power in His word. We go get through this stuff, make it, you know what I'm saying, and give the glory to the Father. So now, while we're looking at the scripts, you know what I'm saying? It said, I have magnified my word above all thy names, right? But we're talking on a matter of name calling. Because, you know, you got certain brothers that don't want to deal with you if you call them on the name Yahweh Shah or Yahweh. They only deal with those that call on Jesus. and vice versa. You even have people bold enough to even, you also have people that's even bold enough to call you a devil worshiper because you call the name Jesus. You know, you have so many backwards and out of whack things that a lot of people teach and talk about and preach. That's just totally out of line. The reason why it's out of line is because the word of God is supposed to be in bold print, like gold, that's on top. Whatever matter you're dealing with, you're supposed to look at that word, the word of God. And should we separate ourselves from people because they call another name? Let's look at what Jesus told us about this matter. Let's find out who our siblings is. We're in the book of Matthew chapter 12, and we're going to read verses 46 through 50, and I will cut you off when necessary, bro.
Matthew chapter 12, starting at 46. While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother and who is my brother? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brother, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother.
So that just destroyed divisional names. That's just destroyed the name calling. That's just destroyed any doctrine that's out there that's basically topping on the name. The Bible that's going to be on this earth forever and that's going to stand still and that's been magnified above all just told us that brothers and our sisters are those that take hold on these commandments and do them. It says in verse 50, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother. So you might think his name is Abdullah, but he loves Abdullah with all his heart and soul and keeping those commandments, being there for brothers' adversity, keeping God first in front of everybody and doing these commandments to the best of his ability. He's my brother. Regardless what name he's persuaded of, if he's doing the work, that's my brother. If it's a sister that's doing the same thing, that's my sister. Because the word of God just told us that their works and their actions, that light that they're bearing, is going to prove to us if they are brothers and sisters or not. You can call them the right name all you want and be wicked as ever, ain't bearing no fruit on the spirit, but you know his first name. But the book is keep telling us that's what we're reading, and also the precept that's called, I have magnified my word above all my names. So if the word of God is telling us that our brothers and sisters are those that keep the commandments and do them, then why are we constantly keep pointing a finger at what name another man or woman is persuaded of in their heart? Well, you know. Let's go to the book of John chapter 14. The book of John chapter 14. We got a lot of reading to do here. We're going to read verses 15 through 31. When you get it, go ahead and read.
St. John 14, starting at 14.
Oh, la, 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 la. Well, go ahead. Go ahead. 15. Read 14. Yeah.
No.
Okay. 14. All right.
If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments.
Hold on. It didn't say, if you love me, know my first name. If you love me, call on Yahweh Shai. If you love me, call on Jehovah. If you love me, call on Jesus. It said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Go ahead and read.
16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also.
Mm-hmm.
At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He
mm-hmm.
that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him.
Hold on one second. You mean to tell me all of this important blessings and beautiful stuff is going to come on us if we keep his commandments? It didn't say, if you know my first name, then I'm going to send a comforter to you. It didn't say, if you know my name, that I will not leave you comfortless. The words that's written in the page of this book is far greater. In order to take hold of these wonderful things that our master is telling us, he said to keep the commandments. Yeah, if you keep the commandments, yeah, you go tap into something. You go tap into this stuff. You keep the commandments, I come into you. I'm going to love you, and my Father going to love you. And we will send the Holy Spirit down there to be with you always. But what if you just doing the commandments little here and there? You know what I'm saying? Just doing it whatever. But you battling people, and you causing strife and debate, and arguing people about what name they displayed up in their heart. People actually think they're doing God justice when we do stuff like that. It ain't got nothing to do with that. But go ahead and read. 22.
Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me.
That's a mouthful saying right there. It says, he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. So if you don't keep the commandments, you don't love the God. You don't love God. It didn't say if you don't believe in a certain name, you don't love God. But it said if you don't keep my commandments, then you don't love me. So you have to be real careful with this stuff here. Go ahead and read.
25. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
So it ain't got nothing to do with name. So basically, this ain't got nothing to do with name. Somebody's persuaded up, but it's all about keeping the word of God. And by you keep the word of God and definitely keep the commandments, what we read in verse 15, it says, well, basically all it said is, if I keep the commandments, peace I leave with you. So in order to get this peace, you got to keep the commandments. If you want to get this peace, it's because this is how powerful the word of God is. And the stuff you're reading is to show why that the word of God is magnified over all his names. So by keeping the commandments, you do well. Keep it up. If you don't do the commandments, you show that you don't love him and you can care less. You just be all in the world. We read enough just to close the books up. Go ahead and read.
28. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, ye will rejoice because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence.
Oh, so hey, arise and let's take care of this business. This is how you show you love God. This is how you stay in the love of God. This is how the Father gonna love you. This is how Jesus gonna love you. This is how you get the Comforter. And this is also how you get peace. We didn't read not a dang word about what name you persuaded of. But we just read the truth. And we just got a nice understanding on why the word of God is greater than his name. It's because in order for you to take hold on this stuff that the Lord is telling us about, then we got to keep the commandments. So now let's go into the book of 1 John chapter 4. First John chapter 4. Well, we just gonna read. Let's see how this play out. I'm just looking through this. Should we wrote this stuff? But let's see how it plays out. We're in the book of 1 John chapter 1, verse 8. Just that one verse. We get it. Go ahead and read.
You mean chapter 4?
I'm sorry. 1 John chapter 1, verse 8.
Front 1 and 8?
Mm-hmm.
1 John chapter 1, verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If
plain
we confess
simple.
Our sin.
Go ahead.
Number 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
Well, the first thing to start off is that, you know, sin is a transgression of the law. And verse 9 says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin. And it say if we confess our sins in the name calling or the name game, but it's simply talking about what's written in the pages in the book and what sin is, what to do, and like what not to do. So all these things is powerful things, and these are the things is to show us why our actions in the instruction manual in his book is so much far greater than whatever name you persuaded of. The name is just not good enough. You got to have way more than your works than just a name. It's because you have people that post stuff all day and night on Facebook just about the name. It's like, damn, you know, this is a pretty big book. You do know it's more in this Bible than just his name. And trying to track people down and bothering people on the little stuff you know. Let's go to Mark chapter 12. Because it's more than all this stuff. Now let's look at some more beautiful stuff. Well, let's look at some more powerful stuff. Mark 12, 29 through 31. When you get it, go ahead and read.
Mark 12, verse 29. And Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these."
So whatever God commanded us out of the pages written in this book is not greater than these two things. It's to love the Most High God with all your heart, with all your mind, all your soul and strength and spirit, everything. Put him first. And the second greatest commandment is to love one another. To really love one another. Because when I was growing up in this thing, you know, it was kind of, you know, it was a question that I always had, you know. It's like, how do you love a stranger? Now, you know, the Lord blessed me to understand why. You love a stranger by keeping the commandments. Don't steal from him. Don't mess around with his belongings. Definitely his wife. Don't steal from him. Don't kill him. Don't bear false witness on him. You ain't got no somebody. You don't have to know a person fully just to keep the commandments towards them. Because if you keep the commandments towards them, then you're showing that you love them. But these are the things that's powerful. These are the things that's going to be written in the pages of the book to see if people make it to the kingdom or not. That's what's important. And whatever name you want to call on, hey, you know, we have an answer to that. But I'm pretty sure the main thing the Lord could be focused on is our works in the vineyard, the fruit that we bend on our trees. They go check out the juicy fruit that's nice, plump, and red. And he goes check and see how many rotten fruits we got on them. And then he might see some fruit that just ain't there yet. I mean, that just didn't get there yet. You're going to see a whole bunch of stuff on our tree. But depending on the things that's on that tree, it's going to determine if we make it into the kingdom or not. So in order to bear these good fruits, we got to keep the commandments. And we got to love one another. We got to put God first. We got to love our brethren, the sisters, and even if, and definitely if people, definitely people out here in these streets. So basically, it's always a self-check to make sure you're doing this thing right. But the whole thing is this right here. Fear God, love with all your heart and soul, and love thy neighbor as thyself. Ye do well. But also that was up in this verse that I didn't say nothing about is that the very first thing the Lord said was hear. Hear what I'm telling you, Israel. Hear these words that's coming out of my mouth. So he said to hear, right? And he told us what he wants us to hear. Love me with all your heart and soul and love thy neighbor as thyself. That's his commandment. That's what he wants out of us. Do those things. Take heed to these instructions. And learn to mind your business. And stop worrying about whatever the name somebody else is calling on. Because this stuff we're reading ain't, it's not adding up. So we really seeing that this name thing is just a distraction. It can be a distraction straight to the fire. Who knows? But he's telling his servants, hear and take hold of these instructions. Let's go in the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Look at 1 John chapter 4, just one verse, verse 7. You get it? Go ahead and read.
1 John 4 and 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God.
That's a blessing. Those that know how to love one another is born of God. That's the blessing in this thing. And this, what we just read, is above all the names you persuaded of in your heart. Now let's go to my favorite verse in the Bible. Well, no, we don't need to go there. That's gonna take us somewhere all the way different. And I kind of switched it up a little bit at the bottom. We don't need to go there. We'll be here all night. We'll be getting done at like 12 o'clock. Let's take us somewhere else. Well, I think it will, but we don't need to do that one. Let's go into this one right here. Let's go to the book of Ezekiel chapter 33. Ezekiel 33. Verses 1 through 6. And believe it or not, that's what we're doing. Every time we do our blog talk show, this is what we're doing to the people that hear us out. Because a lot of us just look at the world and like the ones that's out there, like on the streets and stuff like that. But remember, you know what I'm saying? We all need help. You know, we all slacking in some areas that's written in the book. You know? So what we're about to read about is how we need to be that trumpet out here in these streets. Or just people in general, or people who's been taught that a certain way is the way. Let's find out what this thing is talking about. We're in the book of Ezekiel chapter 33. It started at verse 4. The book of Ezekiel, no, I'm sorry. The book of Ezekiel chapter 33, pick up at verse 1. Ezekiel 33 and 1. And we can read down to verse 6, and I'll cut you off if necessary. When you get it, go ahead and read.
Ezekiel 33 starting at 1. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head.
And that's exactly what, and believe it or not, that's what we're doing. Because when I hear stuff like this and I hear what it's taught when they bring up the scriptures, always talking about people that go to church on Sunday. You know, that's good if the Lord allow you to talk to them and to give them information. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But what about the other people that just don't know no better? Because, you know, I heard other brothers that said they went to Hebrew conventions and stuff like that, you know, that was actually just on the name game, and a brother brought the book to them, and they said that they didn't even know that was in the Bible. Guess what? That man blew that trumpet, and he took heed to it. So that's why I understand that even though our long-suffering and temperance got to be strong as well, because it also shows me that a lot of people don't even know half of the stuff that's in his Bible. So if the Lord is telling us to blow the trump, when we get a chance, opportunity to talk to somebody about the scripts, about the word of God and why the word of God is greater than any name, then we blow on the trumpet as well. So the brother's telling me that I'm using the devil name, but you know he's trying to reason with me. Then it's up to me to blow that trumpet to show him the scriptures that's written in the pages of the book to show him that the word of God is greater than anything. And me and you are brothers. If you keep the commandments and do it, we blow the trumpet all day and night. And it says that, and it says in verse 4, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon him. So, hey, if they want to listen to us, then fine. But what did we just do? Go ahead and read.
Verse 5. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul.
Right, but so all we gotta do is just warn them. Hey man, you know the book is far more important than what you're talking about, brother. I don't want to hear that. We got this thing right. Have a great day. Didn't give me no chance to tell you, but I tried to blow that trumpet. Then that blood is on your own head. But what if? Go ahead and read.
Verse 6. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand.
So we the ones that taking care of the business and try to do this thing right. I'm pretty sure a lot of us is. But if we come across somebody that we have a chance to talk a little book to, then we gotta say something to them. It's because it's not trying to debate or smite the fist and argue with them, but we supposed to love them and try to show them the right way, to show them the word of God, and to show them why the word of God is magnified over all his names. And we should be a little more back with keeping the commandments than a lot of the stuff they talk about anyway. And let's go in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And when you get it, go ahead and read. Oh, I'm sorry, the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, just one verse, verse 9. You get it, go ahead and read.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. So, you know, we're not doing this thing just to be angry at people or just try to cause havoc and stuff like that. No. Because he didn't appoint us to do that. But he appointed us to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. And let's go into the book of hold on one second. Let's go to the book of Psalms chapter 99. And we have one more after this. It's because the Bible says that he magnified his word above all his names, right? And let's see how some great prophets in the Bible slid past because they loved his word. The book of Psalms 99, and we're going to read the whole chapter. Verse 1. When you get it, go ahead and read.
Psalms 99, starting at the 1. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He setteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou doest establish equity. Thou executest judgment in righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name.
Mm-hmm.
They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies in the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredest them, O Lord, our God. Thou was a God that forgavest them. Thou through tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Hey, you know, it seemed like that they even had a little something that they had going on that the Lord wasn't pleased with itself. But whatever they did, the Lord forgave them. Why? It's because of the word of God. And they loved the word of God, and they obeyed him. Far greater than whatever name that they were swayed up in their heart at that time. Far greater than Jehovah. But always said Lord. You know, that's amazing. It's very much amazing to me that these great prophets that we don't even come close to, a toenail, also had issues they had themselves. But because they loved the Lord's word that much and obeyed his voice, the Lord pardoned their sins, and they will be in the first resurrection. Amen. Now let's go to the book of Micah chapter 6. I said Micah chapter 6. Wow. Let me see what this is. That got to be Malachi. Hold on, let me see. Yeah, Micah. Yeah, I'm in Malachi. Yeah, Micah. Okay. Micah chapter 6. Now, let's put an end to all of this we just read tonight and get a full-blown understanding on why his word is magnified above all his names. We're in the book of Micah chapter 6, and we can read verses 6 through 8, and this will be last. You get it, bro? Go ahead and read.
Micah chapter 6, starting at the 6th. Wherewith shall I come before the Lord, and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Lord, be pleased with thousands of rams, or with 10,000s of rivers of oil. Shall I give my firstborn of my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doeth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God.
Amen. That's what he requires of us. He requires to do justly. He requires to love mercy. And he requires us to walk humble before our God. That had absolutely nothing to do with the name you were persuaded of in your heart, but it all required of your works and your actions and your love towards God and keeping his commandments. To love God with all your heart and soul, and to love that neighbor as thyself, to do justly, to love mercy, and walk humble before our God. That is why it is magnified over all his names. And I thank y'all for your time.
Amen, bro.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen, bro.
Amen.
Let me see.
Wow.
Now I turn things back over to Brother Job and Sister Rhea.
Amen.
Wow. Well, if I could say this, bro, man, dude, that was a heater. And, you know, you just made it just clear, man. Obedience is better than sacrifice, man. What else you going to do with that? He said the whole duty of man is to do what?
Obey God.
Keep his commandments. Fear God and keep his commandments. That's it. You know, and I got a couple of scripts I want to bring up. This one here is in, let me see. This is Matthew chapter 12. I want to go to this one where it says in Matthew 12:31, it said, wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemies shall be forgiven unto man. But blaspheming against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto man. Right? That's that thing in that first Romans chapter 1, holding the truth in unrighteousness. You know the truth, but you're keeping it from the people. You know the truth, but you're not giving it to the people. And that's that thing, and you're teaching the people to worship you more than the Word of God. So that's blaspheming the Holy Ghost. That's keeping the truth from the people and teaching contrary to it. So there's no forgiveness for that. Then the other thing is that whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him.
Uh-huh.
Neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Now, all manner of sins. All manner of sins. That's that. Now I'm looking at this thing here. All manner of sins. That's even a name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he that even speak against my name. In fact, it's written that he that speak against my name, that sin to be forgiven. But blaspheming the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven. Let me see. I'm in Luke now, but I'm not going to read that one because it's saying the same thing. Now, I'm not going to go to that Luke because Luke said the same thing Matthew said, and that is, you know, all manner of sins will be forgiven. Then we have this other thing that's in Revelation chapter 3. If I'm not mistaken, it's in Revelation chapter 3. And he said this. He said, behold, I come, Revelation 3:11, behold, I come quickly, hold that which is fast, hold that which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. He shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which is coming down from heaven. And I write upon him my new name.
Uh-huh.
So it's nothing you can do with that. ain't nothing you can do with that. This the alphabet that we're using, man. I mean, Nehemiah, when me and Nehemiah first got together, the first thing he was bringing in was, hey, man, the Hebrew is a really good conversation. You should pay attention to that. It has a lot to say about the Word of God. And I said, oh, yeah, well, what about it? And then he went in, and I said, oh, wow. And then I went, and I said, and then the Father put it in my heart to go and look at it. And I found out, man, that the alphabet that we're using ain't even an alphabet. It ain't even ours. It's pagan. Everything we're using right now is straight up pagan. That's why the Lord got to give us a new name, new alphabet, new name of the city, everything. It's going to be all things new. So while we're going around here justifying Yahuwah, Yehuda, Elohim, El, Yahweh, Yah, Allah, God, Jehovah, Jesus, Yahshua, Joshua, we really spin the wheels because in the end, none of that stuff won't even exist anymore. That's going to get thrown in the lake of fire with Satan. And we don't understand that. It's going to get thrown in the lake of fire with Satan. That won't even be remembered no more. I'm going to write the name of my new city and my new name and the name of my father's city. And I'm going to give you a new name. So everything we're stressing about the name is really a waste of time. We should be stressing this one thing, keeping the commandments, because that's what Jesus said. This is the one thing I hold above my name, and that's my word. That's the law. That's the law. So, man, great precept, brother. Great precept. Love this. Love this lesson. I can't tell you how much, you and your brother, and Nehemiah and myself, we bounced this around. We still kicked the bobos on this. But, man, you did a great job with this, bro. I mean, you never heard me and Nehemiah go back and forth on this. But for you to bring it from that perspective, great job, dude. Great job. Access to the Spirit. You got to say hallelujah, man. We all on one page and on one accord, man. The Father gave us
hallelujah.
So I say amen, man. Praise be the Lord. And I yield the mic.
Praise the Father, bro. Those are some good scriptures, too, bro, you brought out, But you brought all my spirit, so it's a blessing, man, to be on the plow talk doing the thing.
Amen.
Hello?
Along the comments. Great reading, bro.
Thank you.
Amen.
He's starting to yell more and more. I begin pumped. And the Lord said this. I said, ooh, come on, the comments.
Great, like I'm saying, great lesson, and Joe kind of, dealt with some of the things. Like, I came from the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, so I came up wearing garments. I know how to write Hebrew. I know how to read Hebrew. When I first got with Joe, we had a Hebrew class, so I can teach Hebrew. But even the class that taught me, we didn't have no problem with Jesus or any of these things. And I don't have no problem with no Israelites, because at the end of the day, I have no problem with anyone that's trying to get people to teach, trying to teach people and convince them to do the law, statutes, commandments of God. And that should be the end-all, be-all to anything you see incorrect with any of your brothers or something. You say, I don't agree with this. One thing that we also agreed on is law, statutes, commandments of God. And you brought that out very greatly. Like saying, he magnified his word above his name. I remember about like 2 years ago, I was downtown Minneapolis. Some new Israelite group came out. And I stepped to the brother and said, what's up? And the brothers was like, What do you call Jesus? What do you call God? And they was like, we call him Ahaya. And I was like, okay, you call him like Ahaya. So I said, I don't care if you know how to spell it, if you know how to say his name forwards and backwards. If you ain't doing what he said, it doesn't matter. And I walked away. And before I crossed the street, them brothers yelled out, the brother is right. The brother is right. We must obey before anything. So that's the spirit that we, if you're a real servant of God, you're going to agree. You can't do nothing but agree. So great precept, brother. That's how we should all be. As long as they trying to convince, as long as our brothers is trying to convince people to do the commandments, I don't care what you're wearing. I don't care about your other little doctrines. I don't care about none of that. You're trying to get the people to access the kingdom in the correct manner. So that's how we should all be. We should not care about all this other stuff because all this other stuff don't matter.
Amen.
I know a brother that said try to be concrete on one name, and in a matter of 2 or 3 years, he done went through like 4 or 5 names. And Job know the brother I'm talking about. He's saying, he said this name, and then he went here, there, and everywhere, and no telling what he's saying today. So those things is not things saying. He meant his word was on. He's saying, like I'm saying, he said the whole duty of man is fear God, keep his commandments. That's the end of the game right there. That's the end all be all. Do what God say. Fear God, keep his commandments. Just like our lessons are connected. My lesson is the law is key to everything. Like at the end of the day, everything is going to be kept, going to come back to the same thing. Going right back to the law, statutes, commandments, just obeying God in Christ. Great, great precept, man. And I render the mic.
Amen.
Amen, bro. Great, man. Great saying, bro. Great word. Do we have any more words or sayings? Any announcements? Well, before announcements, do we have any more word, any more saying? Going once? Going twice? All right, Brother Joe, Sister Rhea, I'll turn it back over to you.
Amen, amen. Grace and peace, brother. Grace and peace. I guess, you know, hey, what else you going to say, bro? What else you going to say, man? It's self-explanatory. You know, the key to all of this is the obedience, man, you know. You can be hallelujah, you know. I mean, aside from, you know, the name game, man, you can be hallelujah and praising God and talking about all this faith and everything, but faith without works is dead.
Right.
You know, it don't make any difference. You know, faith without works is dead. You know, if you still wicked, you wicked. It's that's it. You know, it don't make any difference. You know, how much you believe that the Lord will do this and that and the other. Faith without works is dead. The apostle is not lying to you. So stop calling him a liar. He is not lying. He will not lie to you. Stop it. Stop. God is going to stand on his behalf and show you that because he's the one that's the Holy Ghost that witnessed that. Faith without works is dead, you know. So you, it's more to it than just sitting up here, you know, calling on the name of the Lord and so forth. Man, you better have some works with you. You know, you sit up there calling on the name of the Lord, then you go out here and rob somebody, you know, just because you can. You call on the name of the Lord, then you go out here and commit all sort of fornication and wickedness before God because you can. You know, then turn around and justify by calling on the name of the Lord like that's going to make a difference. Whatever. Stop. You know, you're not fooling nobody but yourself. You know, the name of God is what it is. He told us. He kicked us out the land with that last thing. He said before he kicked us out, he said, all right, since you want to go out there and be wicked anyway, go right ahead. But don't pollute my name anymore. Mm-hmm. When you kicked us out the land, he gave us the spirit of error, wickedness. Then he took the memory of the name of Israel out of our heads. And now we're calling on Yahweh, which is the tetragrammaton, which people don't understand. The tetragrammaton is when the Greeks came over Israel and Babylonians. The name was so holy, they was afraid to say it, so they came up with Y, Yahweh. They came up with that. The true name of God Israel is unknown. This alphabet, forget about it. Read the text of grammar. Read about it. I know I can't say it, but it's the text of grammar time. Read it. That's a heathen. That was set up by heathens, nations, the Babylonians, because they knew the God of Israel was real. They knew about what happened in Egypt. They knew what happened in, when David was king. They knew about all of that. Even at Paul's day, oh, are you that Egyptian that he accused Paul of being an Egyptian that came out of Egypt, ran us into the, you know, that was drowned in the sea.
Right.
So, you know, that name game, man, you obedience is better than sacrifice, Jack. Well done. Well done. Not, you know, to separate yourself, sit up there, because, you know, man, you calling on that name, that JC, brother, we can't be brothers. I'm, okay, see, you're not hurting me. I don't know you anyway. You know, you ain't put no food on my table, and, you know, my kids don't know you. You won't be missed. Poof. What, you know, like, people be tripping. You know, I got this far on the name of Jesus, bro. I done seen people woke up from the dead on the name of Jesus. I seen people healed in the name of Jesus. Nehemiah got a great testimony in the name of Jesus. Ain't no way in the world you gonna tell me ain't no power in that name. The power of resurrection ain't in the name of Satan.
Right.
So to sit up here to go on and say that, you know, that name of Jesus, boy, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. That name is so powerful. And I'm a witness. I ain't the only witness at this at the earshot of my voice. I ain't the only witness that can sit up and say, I've seen the power in that name.
Amen.
And I seen the dead woke up. Not once, not twice. I got multiple witnesses. The dead woke up. I seen it. So you can't sell me nothing else. All right. So with that being said, brothers and sisters, man, hey, this lesson was powerful, bro. Amen. Amen. I can't say enough, because the reason why I'm going on and on about it, because me and my brother Nehemiah chewed the fat on this one a lot. Boy, you just don't know. I wish we could just take you back in time and just listen at the conversation we went on and on and on about this. We need to put this up on YouTube, huh?
Hey, man, one of these days, we all three of us should just go ahead and just put five scripts together. Like, when we put five together, you put five together, and I put five together. What you think about that?
That's a do. You know me, man. Hey. I ain't got a nerd problem with that. I know my brother Nakomi ain't got a problem with that.
Hey Joe, I'm gonna draw a picture of you, Joe. I'm gonna put you on. I'm dead serious. I'm gonna put you with some samurai gear.
Amen.
Now, that says always ready to go.
Alright. Show enough. Alright, well, let's do this. Let's do this. With that being said, man, I wanna say to everyone, want to thank you for your time. We hope we edify someone. You want to be back here tomorrow evening for the Sounds of Living Water. I really want to do the precept tomorrow is on my heart heavily. Be not of the world. That's
right.
Really on my mind.
Amen.
I really want to deal with that. God willing, we live. I really want to sit down and deal with that tomorrow evening. So you want to be back here tomorrow evening for that. Be ye not of the world. And we're going to Sabbath day. That's tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock. Same channel, same Hebrew channel. Sounds of Living Water. And then that would be the Commonwealth of Israel. And then Sabbath day, Brother Isaiah, you'd be able to read, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay. Well, the Sabbath day, we're going to be dealing with All About Eve 3:16. We're going to get to that. So that's the Sabbath day, 10 o'clock a.m. We're going to get to that. And Sunday, that door is remained, that's open. We haven't gotten to that. It's a Sunday morning brunch. That's Sunday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Right here again at the Sounds of Living Water. That should be announced. So with that being said, God willing, we live. We'll be back here tomorrow evening. And, hey, we get back into this book again. So we want to say once again, thank you to the Bible, to the Spirit of Meekness, the Bible study, Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible study class out of Peoria, Illinois, and teacher and the pastor, your brother Isaiah Brown. And thank you for bringing it. Excellent precept on the name of God. That is a really touchy subject with me. And you did a really good job with that. As well as your brother, Nakomi. He knows that this is a very, very delicate subject with us and very close to us. And you did a really, if he says you did a good job, brother, you did. And so we just want to say, hey, praise be the Lord. And everyone, as we say around here, you know, at the Sound of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bibles,
brothers and sisters.
Amen.
All right? So with that being said, we want to thank you for your time. We hope we edify someone. Until the time appointed, God be with you, and shalom, shalom.
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 Shalom, Israel.
Sounds of the Living Water radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water radio show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.